Good evening. Yes, that time of the week again. The legends are here to preview the weekend's football and take your calls on all matters red and blue. The lines are now open if you want to speak to Aldo and Sharpie, 0151 472 0967. Crucial games on the way. They're all crucial for the Reds. Liverpool versus Burnley. 12 o'clock kickoff Sunday. Everton. Tough trip to Rafa Benitez's Newcastle. That's the 3 o'clock on Saturday. We're heading into a Champions League week next week as well. Bayern Munich versus LFC. 8 o'clock kickoff on the Wednesday. What changes does Klopp make to that side? Changes from the derby. Changes going into the game at the weekend. Changes for Bayern Munich. Maybe their midfield. Maybe their attack. Let us know. Do they involve Jordan Shaqiri? Do they involve Jordan Henderson? If you're an Everton fan, do you want to see any changes to that starting 11 from the Merseyside derby? Richarlison on the bench, does he stay there? Gomez on the bench, does he stay there? Do you stick with Theo Walcott? Have your say, 0151 472 0967. You can text 63103, starting with the word City. And you can tweet us, we're up and about, hashtag Radio City Legends. A very good evening to the gents. Evening, fellas.
Evening, Michael.
We could talk about Man United if you want. You want to talk about
not
Man United
really,
and
no.
all they're going to say? You want to do that? No?
Bypass that one, please. Never a penalty, by the way. Yeah. No intent. But he had the goal, didn't he? He went and had a goal, which you've got to give him a little bit of credit for, which hurts me, but it's just a fantastic result for them.
You say it was never a pen, but it went to VAR, right? So yeah, the ref didn't think it was a pen. Then somebody's in here go, have another look at this. So he does, and Sharpie, he goes, oh, that's a penalty.
Yeah, no, it's not a penalty. I don't think it's a penalty. I think it was harsh. I think the whole thing was farcical again.
Yeah, it was.
He's given a corner. Elias was given a corner. Everybody stepped to defend the corner or attack the corner. Then they stop it, and then it takes forever to go down there. And then somebody said out the studio as well, when they slow it down, and the referee's slowing it down, it makes it more obvious that, oh, that's definitely... I think it's wrong. At game time, when I saw it for the first time, when you come in, what's a penalty? It was harsh. It was harsh, to be fair. If that was happened against you, you'd be very, very disappointed.
But what's
happened
there?
Do you remember the Northern Ireland one in the World Cup, the Euros? Remember, it was very similar to that. And Northern Ireland, I think it was, I forget the team we were playing against, and it was given against Northern Ireland right on the edge of them. That was very similar to that, and people went ballistic about that one. I can see the reason why. I can't believe that it went to VAR.
But the video assistant referee panel, in their full kit, wherever they are, is sitting there. They've gone, yeah, ref, have another look at this. The referee's gone to the monitor on the side of the pitch. This whole thing has played out, not in like a split second, 3 or 4 minutes. Yeah. He's looked at it. He's gone, oh, yeah, there is something in there. So, I mean, that's with VAR. That's with, like, the ultimate fail-safe, isn't
it? And it's still a subjective decision. What are they seeing? That's the interesting thing, is what are they actually seeing? Because they have three referees. So what are they actually seeing? Are they telling him, listen, you need to look at this as a penalty, or listen, have a look at it again? What are they actually saying? Because that Peter Walton, who's an ex-referee, has said it's a penalty. Now,
did he say it was a penalty?
Yeah, and I'm thinking, well, I'm not sure about that. So I'm thinking, have they all got to be in agreement, or is it the last word said to the official? Who's making the decision? Is it the referee on the night has the final say?
Well, the referee on the night has the final say, so that's why the panel have said to him, we think there might be a handball in that block. Go and have a look at it. And then the referee then makes that final decision.
Yeah, whether or not what he's give it for is then because it's hit his arm. But you know, you have a look at the law. There has to be intent.
Yeah,
but he's in his back. He doesn't.
But you could also argue, and again, this is down to, you know, semantics of whether or not this is right. If you're throwing your body 6 or 7 feet up in the air to block the ball, and it's your arm that blocks the ball, then that's handball, isn't it? So there is intent there, because his intent was to block the ball with part of his body.
They'll have to change the rules then, won't they? Let's put that within the rules system, because I don't think that's what the rule says, I don't think.
Yeah, I just think, listen, again, we go with VAR deciding a game of football where I think you look at the reaction, even the Man United players, I think the boy,
well, that's the one,
that looked short, and he had a little reaction, but the rest of Man United players were ready for the corner.
Yeah.
You know, let's get the ball in the box hole.
I don't think anyone even...
No, I don't think...
Put their arm up for a penalty or whatever. But surely,
you know, the worrying thing is, see the four, if there's three in the VAR studios, whatever, and the referee there, so there's four, they couldn't agree. Mm. I bet the four of them never said that was a penalty.
Yeah.
Now, that puts some doubt on the fact that, saying, well, hold on, if you think it's a penalty and you do and I don't, how do they come to the decision?
Yeah.
Well, could you have had a situation where the captain, I'm not sure, it was on the night, was it Young? I'm not sure, on the night could have gone,
ARF, can you have a look at that? Like, you could have, if you could have three calls on the night and go, we think that might... Because actually, last night, they might not have even called for that. They might go, no, we'll take the corner.
But that's what happened. Yeah.
And if you get it wrong, then you lose. Like, you get your three strikes on, you know, the...
Yeah, but sometimes, we've talked about this, this has been the thing, we've talked this for years, but every decision in football is debatable. You know, whether it's a throw-in, whether it's a corner, whether it's a goal kick or whatever, whether it's a foul or a tack, every... So I think you'd go down the wrong... I see what you're saying, it's an important one, but I just don't think... Listen,
it's got to be obvious, Charlie, yeah, isn't it? It has to be obvious.
This is four officials who have decided that's a penalty. Yeah. You're saying, who both played the game, saying it's not a penalty.
Yeah.
You know, you're thinking, what's happening?
Yeah,
help!
Yeah, no, it's true, isn't it? Yeah. You know, that's what you know. We all want the referees to get help with the VAR system, but this makes it ludicrous for me. Mm. You know, you want the absolute obvious things like, you know, the sending off. If it is a send off or not a sending off, then yeah, you know what I mean. The goal, you know, I just keep on saying about Henry's and ball that knocked Ireland out of the World Cup. But the obvious ones, it has to stick out like a sore thumb for me. You know, and that certainly didn't.
There's some reaction, by the way, to Michael Owen. So Michael Owen was in the BT studio. Yeah. And while Rio Ferdinand and Owen Hargreaves are celebrating, Michael Owen, once at Manchester United, wasn't celebrating.
Good lad.
And some people are suggesting that actually that it might be time for Liverpool to reclaim Michael Owen once and for all. Are you having that one?
That's better, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why he was so miffed. I don't know if he's fallen out with the club since. By the way, and I know you're both strikers, but talk me through what Marcus Rashford a kid.
Brilliant.
With that whole thing going on, four, 5 minutes, and he's up against probably the greatest goalkeeper of the last 25 years.
But it wasn't last night.
Wasn't last night. To sit but through that, all the shenanigans, Fred has to come in and take all these players away. He gets one of these run-ups where you're thinking, don't do a run-up like that.
Yeah.
But it's a great pen, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Fabulous pen.
Yeah,
a lot of pressure on the lads. And again, Lukaku's on two goals going for a hat-trick. He had the fallout with Pogba at the weekend, easy. I don't know if he was anywhere to be seen yesterday, Lukaku, whether he wanted it like the last minute. But, you know, there's an opportunity there. But, you know, all credit to the kid. Yeah. You know, he's trying to get people trying to put him off, but he stayed concentrated. Fabulous finish.
That is massive. Yeah. You know, take it from me. I take penalties differently. That's huge for the lad to keep his bottle like that and smash it the way. Oh. It was like Harry Kane penalty, very similar to what Harry Kane does. But for me, he's their best striker. I've said it for some time now. He's the best striker for them. And he'll get better and better and better.
You're listening to Man United Talk on the Radio City Legends. 8 minutes.
And now for the weekend.
8 minutes. Oh, by the way, just to balance things up, I've got some tickets to give away. I'm going to do this competition a little bit later on. LFC Legends versus AC Milan Legends. This is this game coming up later this month. I've got 4 pairs of tickets to give away for that one. Stick around. We'll do that in the next 25 minutes or so. We're going to do a question, and you'll need to be calling up, but I'll give you the details for that a little bit later on. Don't call yet, unless you want to speak to the Radio City Legends. 0151 472 0967. That's 0151 472 0967. Get on board. Newcastle away, Sharpie.
Yep.
Rafa Benitez. You never quite know what you're going to get from Newcastle, but Everton will be away from home. And this is a tricky one, isn't it?
Yeah, they've improved in the last couple of weeks. Been dealt a blow, the fact that Longstaff's out injured, isn't he? Who's a good player. I really like the look of the boy. He's out. John's amused.
Remember,
this is getting filmed live.
I'm just wondering, is that what
I think it's a microphone cover.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never seen one like that.
Don't put it away.
Yeah. So, I think it's a difficult place to go. Don't get me wrong. I think Everton have been positive results 5 out of the last 7 up there. But no, it's they picked up. You know, they're still looking over their shoulder. Nervously, I think they've got enough. They won't go down. But it's not an easy place to go. So I think it's going to be a tough one. But I think we go into it with 4 points out of the last 6 in a lot better position than we would have done a few weeks ago. So, looking forward to it. But usually a good game up there.
Liverpool-Burnley's the 12 o'clock kickoff Sunday. We'll know what Man City have done because they're the 5:30 on the Saturday as well. So City versus Watford as well.
Yeah, 4 points, we know that. And then they're not going to slip up against Watford, you wouldn't imagine. But it's 12 o'clock on a Sunday. It couldn't get much worse than that, to be quite honest, should it? You know what I mean?
Are you only because you're out on Saturday?
No, I won't be on Saturday now. I'm going to be up early in Anfield by, what, 9:30, 9:45? So, anyway, you know, it is what it is. It's sharp, he said on Monday, you know, they can be a bit tricky, Burnley, you know, the way they play. But it's all about us now. You know, it's all about, you know, keep on talking about reactions and, you know. Still only beaten once. You've just got to make sure that you don't slip up against Burnley, then, you know. Poof. But I still think Man City are going to hit.
Have we got City at home or away?
City at home.
Yeah.
To Watford. That's still a tough one, that, you know.
Watford a little bit unpredictable.
Yeah, Liverpool beat them easily, kind of thing. But I tell you what, I still think they're an awkward team.
The run up to Liverpool game, that's really good.
They're an awkward team.
Form. And then obviously they won Leicester last week. So they can be, if you take your eye off the wall, which you don't expect Manchester City to. But after this, I think Man City's only got 3 home games and 5 away. So that's another one gone.
Are you worried? Are you worried? Because you know all the fixes off by heart.
I do. I'm just hoping that they draw Man United in the quarterfinals of the Champions. Or if we get through us, Man City, because that is that's their goal. Mm. That is their goal. You know, the people from the Middle East have ploughed billions and billions into this club. They want the European Cup. You know, and they're desperate for it. So I just want more pressure on them, you know, if they can get us or Man United in the quarterfinals and then do the one in the semi-finals. Just see how they handle that situation.
Let's talk about whether or not Liverpool are good enough to win the league, because we've got Tony Tony in Wavertree. Evening, Tony. You're on with Aldo and Sharpie, the Radio City legends. You're not sure about Liverpool winning the league this year, are you?
Hello, Tony. Hello,
Tony.
I don't want to be...
We've lost you. Go on.
The front three, we haven't got anyone good enough to compete with them. So our front three getting injured or they're out of form, we haven't got anyone good enough to replace them. And
it's been like that all season, so.
Yeah, we've said it all season. I just can't believe in January he didn't go out and get someone. I mean, maybe we're saying there's no one available, but if we had the money there, the money talks, so we should have just made it. I don't know who we could have got in, but we should have got some. Maybe that, I don't remember that Zaha at Palace, mate. I think he's a player. I would have probably offered them whatever they wanted for him.
The only thing I will say, Joe, it's very, very difficult to go out in January and, you know, get a player of the quality you need to be as good as or better than what you've got, you know, to Jurgen's credit. But, you know, as I've said it before on the show, you know, with all due respect to the players, like Lallana's been struggling for some time with injuries and whatever, he hasn't got back to what he was. You know, Sturridge the same. You know, Origi, you know. We next year we've got to have, with all due respects again, I'm saying better than that. They can come on and change a game. Shaqiri's the only one over the season that's really been able to come on and influence a game in a big way. You know, Sturridge done it at Chelsea with that fantastic goal, but since then struggled badly, and that's why there's so much onus on the front three. If they don't score, it shows you subsequently we struggle a little bit.
And the other point, John, is we don't score enough goals from midfield, as simple as
that.
Yeah,
that's right, yeah.
No one's tipping in. If you think of all the teams that have won the Premiership, I'm thinking to Chelsea, you've got Lampard, United, Scholes, Giggs. You know, even going back to Blackburn, you know, when Tim Sherwood chipped in with NFC when they won the league. We haven't got that. No one's going to score 10 or 12 goals in midfield. I think that's where we're lacking more than anything.
Yeah, well, the only one would be Shaqiri. We were hoping that Keita was going to do that. You know, obviously, this season's not gone well for him. You know, there is qualities in him. We'll have to wait and hopefully he'll settle in next season a lot better. Because when he gets into the box, he sort of goes to pieces a little bit, snatches at things, and, you know, and he's not as creative and not scoring as we hoped. So I think that's a bit of a downer where you're going to be concerned. But you're looking for the people that's come on. Shaqiri scored 6 goals. And, you know, I think if you look at his game time on the pitch, it's quite good. You know, and he's created quite a few goals as well. But again, off late, he's not been coming on for whatever reason, which is, again, was a little bit strange.
It wasn't the derby. I mean, I can't believe he didn't bring a block.
I know.
I
agree.
We were all shocked. Going, what did you bring Lallana on for? Or Milner on? I don't know. I mean, I'd put Keita in the team now. We need something different now. Keita, he runs and it takes time to get used to the Premiership. And it is going to take him time, but you've just got to release him now. Put the 2 defensive midfielders in and just let him try and...
You will at home. The games that's left over at home, you know, for Sunday, Keita or Shaqiri will, I'm pretty 99% certain, will play with probably Henderson and Fabinho or Gini, one of them three, you know. Two of them three, and then you'll get 3 lads up front and Shaqiri or Keita. I think that the home games... You'll see that happening, you know. Away from home, might be a little bit more conservative, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, the big weekend, if you think, John, because they go 4 points clear.
Well, every game's massive now, Tony. You know, we just can't really slip up, mate. You know, that's the way it is. All the away games, with due respect to the teams we're playing, are all quite winnable. If we play to our extremities, they're winnable. The home games, you've got to win your own games anyway. Chelsea and Tottenham aside, they're very much winnable as well. But you've still got to do it, you know. And at the moment, we're stuttering, stammering, and just not. There's no real continuity in our play at the moment. Hopefully we can get that, as we did early in the season.
All right, Tony, thanks for the call, pal. Appreciate it. Just hold off on the phone calls for the time being for the legends. Hey, since you mentioned City in the Champions League, I've just been emailed this from UEFA. UEFA Club Financial Control Body opens investigation into Manchester City for alleged financial fair play violations.
Are you surprised? You sound surprised.
The investigatory chamber of the independent UEFA Club Financial Control Body, catchy name, has today opened a formal investigation into Manchester City FC for potential breaches of financial fair play regulations. The investigation will focus on several alleged violations of FFP that were recently made in public in various media outlets. UEFA will make no further comments on the matter while the investigation is ongoing.
Well, I knew that was coming out. And I knew that was happening. The thing is, if they have, and it's always an if, and it's got to be clarified, then it's no good fining them with money. It's got to be points. It certainly has. They've got to be.
They've got to be.
No. Obviously, hold on.
Hear me out.
You know, down the line, maybe next year. Obviously, they won't do it this year, but down the line, or you know, a European, you know, champion embargo. Money's no object to these people. No. You know, it's monopoly money. It's paper. It's any, whatever you want. Yeah, it's a billion. There you go. Have that. As long as we can have our points and go into it, it doesn't matter to these people. You've got to hit them where they hurt, and it'll be points deduction at the start of the season, or you know, embargoed in Europe if they're found. You know,
have you ever got jurisdiction over the Premier League? I don't think they have.
I was going to say, are you ever going to stop that financial fair play? Mm. You know, if somebody's got billions of pounds and they want to do it.
Well, true, but then you might go, well, let's pick one and then make an example of them and see if that puts other people off.
Are they brave enough to do that? That's the thing.
Yeah. We shall see. Let's not speculate. So, right, Liverpool FC sharp. Legends will face AC Milan's Legends team, Milan Glory, great name, at Anfield in March 2019 for the third official LFC Foundation Legends match. The special game to be played at 3 p.m. on Saturday, March the 23rd, will invoke memories of the side's unforgettable Champions League final in Istanbul in 2005, with members from each team set to face off again. Carragher, Dudek, Cisse, Smica and Garcia will represent the Reds against the likes of Massimo Ambrosini, Dida, Gennaro Gattuso, Kaká and Andrea Pirlo.
What about Aldridge?
Hold on.
You won't play
him. Did you mention Cisse instead of Gerrard? Yeah. Did you mention Steve Gerrard there?
I mentioned Cisse instead of you.
Well, there you go. Yeah. I'm not surprised with that one. For you.
Tonight, we will be giving away four pairs of tickets so you and a friend can enjoy the game. Four pairs of tickets to give away. One person needs to be 18 or over. To be in it with a chance of winning, the answer to this question, please. Who scored Liverpool's first goal in the Istanbul final against Milan? Who scored Liverpool's first goal in the Istanbul final against Milan? The first four callers through with the correct answer win a pair of tickets. You have the next 4 minutes to get your call in. And remember, one of your group must be over the age of 18. Lines close in 4 minutes. Who scored Liverpool's first goal in the Istanbul final against Milan? 0151 472 0967. It's the Legends on Radio City and Radio City Talk.
Radio City Talk.
The Legends are here. The lines are now closed for the competition. The lines are now closed for the LFC Legends game against AC Milan's Milan Glory. Now, before, when I was telling you some of the Liverpool players, and Aldo started weighing in with a player I'd missed off the sheet. In fact, I mentioned Gibril Cisse instead of the answer to the quiz question. Who scored Liverpool's first goal in the Istanbul final against Milan? Of course, the answer was...
Yeah, it wasn't Gibril Cisse.
It wasn't, no. Stephen Gerrard. Congratulations to John in Knotty Ash, Carl in Litherland, Steve in Birkenhead, and Andrew in Formby. You're all our winners tonight. You've all got pairs of tickets to go to that Milan versus Liverpool game at Anfield, 3 o'clock on Saturday, March the 23rd. Be a good game now, you know. Right, plenty happening. On the phones, we're going to go back to the phones from a Liverpool and Everton point of view. Where do you want to talk? I'll tell you what, just a quick one on this one. Jurgen Klopp to Real Madrid. Real Madrid names in the frame because it's all gone wrong for them. Klopp, top of the shop, apparently. Pochettino, Allegri and Jose Mourinho. It's a
Allardyce.
Allardyce hasn't been mentioned for him. He'd keep him in La Liga, yeah. But whether or not they'd do anything else, Klopp's not going there, is he?
No. No. I don't know. It's... You just don't know football, do you?
You don't.
I wouldn't think you're going to do that type of thing, but yeah, you never say never. But
I tell you what.
I think Pochettino would be the one you want, wouldn't he?
Whoever does it has got a tough job.
Oh, wow.
Because they are... I watched them against Ajax the other night. Again, Ajax were brilliant. But Real Madrid have got problems. Serious, serious problems. Bale was a sub, came on after about 15, 20 minutes. For me, didn't look interested. Modric, Cruz, Casemiro, just a team of nobodies. They didn't play. They'd no threat or whatever. No Benzema up front. But there's just something seriously wrong there.
Do you sometimes just get a team? They're just done.
They're done.
You know, people, I don't know, I've overlooked it a little bit. They thought that the job was done in the first leg. Ramos took a yellow card to let him be suspended for the second leg. Ah. Hey, how good's that, bad? Yeah. You talk about what goes round comes around a little bit, know what I mean? Oh,
I saw something on social media. It was, it's World Book Day today. World Booked Day.
Yeah.
Picture Sergio Ramos. Let's go back to the calls. Charlie's a blue. He wants to talk about the team that started in the derby and whether or not that's the same team for Newcastle. Evening, Charlie. You're on with Sharpie and Aldo.
All right, boys. You all right?
All right, Charlie.
Yeah. Just the idea. We'd mix it up a little bit, Sharpie, for the weekend. You know, because Sunday we had to play a little bit defensively, you know what I mean? Because we wanted to stop them winning the league, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah. John's not too happy yet.
I think...
No worries.
Sorry about that, Aldo, lad.
No worries.
But I think, you know, on Sunday, Saturday, I think he should swap it round. I think he should play Richarlison for Walcott.
Yeah.
And maybe Gomez for Schneiderlin.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, try
and play with the same intensity, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that, you know, Morgan Schneiderlin, you know, whether you love or hate him kind of thing, he came in for the two games, and I think the second game, you know, to be out for so long, I think it was a big ask to get him to play two games in a short space of time, and also... one as fierce as a derby, but I thought he did okay. But no, I agree with you. I think Walcott is the one that would be under threat. I think Richarlison, listen, to be left out, I think his form was poor, but I thought you got a little bit of a reaction against him in the derby. I thought he did okay when he came on, so I think you're right.
He's done well, Sharpie, but I think, you know, what you got to remember, he come big price tag on him, everyone give him a stick, the likes of Mason and people giving him a stick, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Saying it was a disgraceful price tag and stuff like that. Doesn't help, does it?
No.
He's still a young lad, you know, and he started off like a house on fire, a little bit of dip in form, like most players do.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's had a little bit of a rest. Maybe he'll come back now and have a good go towards the end of the season, you know.
You, Charlie, you want to get a reaction from your players, you know, and he would be disappointed he'd he was left out at the starting 11 against Liverpool, so you seem to have got a reaction from him when he came on. He was lively. He teamed up well with Sheamus down that right hand side. So yeah, that I think that's a real possibility. And I think the boy Gomez, for me, like, okay, he came in, did really well, tired a little bit, but I would have him back in the side for me. I think he's the one.
You've got that little bit of class, and he can pick a pass out, and you know, and I think that's what we need, especially if we've got like Calvert-Lewin up front and Charles and a little bit of pace there.
Yeah.
You know, that Gomez can pick a pass out, you know, and I think that's what we need because they're there for the sake in Newcastle.
Well, they are, but listen, it's tough there, and they've kind of got a little bit of momentum with Benitez now, and, you know, they've had enough problems off the field, but it looks as if it's just coming together at times. They've got the boy missing, you know, one of the young boys out injured now.
That's
a blow for him. He's a good player.
That kid, isn't he?
Yeah, but I just think that. Going up there, I think, you know, with Richarlison, hopefully rejuvenated, Gomez, I'll give it, they're like two new signings, hopefully for now until the end of the season, and we can finish the season strongly. But, you know, defensively, you know, I thought Sheamus had one of his best games for a while in the derby, I think.
Yeah, the top he played well, Sheamus.
Kurt Zouma, you know, I think, has been excellent.
A bit of a dodgy time, hasn't he?
Yeah, so I think, listen, I agree with you, Charlie. I think he'll probably will make those changes. It'll be interesting to see, but certainly it's a game that hopefully we can get something from.
Yeah, but, you know, I the next three away games, Sharpie, you know, West Ham, Fulham away as well, you know, they're all winnable games.
Yeah, they are.
Because our next three home games are a bit dodgy, like.
Yeah, but if I'm a player now, Charlie, and I'm looking at the fixtures we've got coming up, you know, I'm thinking, wow, I want to be part of that. You know, I want to be playing in them. Yeah. you know, Chelsea at home, then Arsenal at home, then Man United at home.
Yeah, you're going to have to push for that place when the midway games, aren't you?
For competition for places is the best thing for the team long term.
You need competition
for places, and hopefully with the players coming back, you know, that competition gets a little bit more fierce.
All right, Charlie. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 0151 472 0967. You want to speak to the Radio City Legends tonight? Aldo and Sharpie here to take your calls. Quick quiz here. I don't know if you've seen these quotes, gents.
Go on.
Who's this talking about their own club? It's about how quickly some people will be doom merchants saying we are finished when we actually have a young team, we have a transitional team, we know that. This club absolutely wallows in it, different departments, and it's about trying to make sure, as a squad and as a staff, we don't suck that in too much. I know, I understand that recent history says there have been difficult times at this club, and they start well and then they don't do so well in this month and in that month. There are some negative people around, very close around the club, and that shouldn't be like that. As a team and as a staff, we have to be the ones that aren't. It is important as a club that we really are all in it together. Who's that? That's a manager, not in the Premier League, but he's a well-known Premier League name, talking about his own club being doom merchants that suck the life out of a club. There are too many negative people around that presume everything's going to go wrong. Seems to be doing all right in his first proper job in management.
I'm going to see, is it...
Lowie?
No. No, is it either Lampard?
It's Frank Lampard.
Oh. Yeah.
Talking about Derby County.
Yeah.
That's quite strong words, isn't it, about the club that you just rocked up at?
But they're struggling a little bit. Have they not won in the last five games or something? He's having a little bit of a rough spell.
They won this week, didn't they? I think they didn't. He win the night.
And they got one, Bristol. Two, well, it's one, Bristol yeah. City that yeah, they've got beat, yeah. breathing down the necks. Europa League up and running tonight, by the way. Rennes and Arsenal currently one apiece. Dinamo Zagreb 1-0 up against Benfica. Sevilla Slavia Prague 2-2 in that game. And should be a couple of decent games tonight. Chelsea Kiev and Napoli versus RB Salzburg. They're the games which are happening tonight in the Europa League, a competition which is not great till about the quarter-final stage. Steve's at Reddy's in Walton. Evening, Steve. You're on with Aldo and Sharpie.
Hi, John. Hi,
hello,
Jamie.
Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Do you know what? I was thinking then, just while you were talking, and I'm thinking, I don't know if I've got a point for these guys, because obviously I'm a massive Red. I've been on loads of times. Spoke to you, John, loads of times about Liverpool over this year. And, you know, we've had an amazing season. You know, we've lost one game.
Yeah.
And the first thing I put, I think I was on Twitter, I know you're on Twitter as well, slightly disappointed about the results, but Everton, I mean, I know there's been a lot of jokes about that was Everton's World Cup final, blah, 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 you know, it's all fun games, but I've never heard an atmosphere like that at Goodison Park all season. As atmospheres go, Everton fans wanted that. Obviously, because, you know, they want to stop Liverpool's title charter, they're well and truly entitled to that. But they were up for that game, and I was thinking, you know, if Everton fans stayed up like that, they wouldn't be 30-odd points behind us. They'd be right in it, you know. And you know, Liverpool fans are exactly the same. Sometimes through the midweek games and stuff, Liverpool fans don't turn up, and, you know, we don't get the atmosphere going. Sometimes that can affect the players. But I just think we've got to put things into perspective here. I mean, Man City, John, you know, they're an unbelievable side, probably the best side in Premier League history. You know, and they've got endless funds.
Yep.
We've consolidated some areas in defence and goalkeeper, and we're right there. We're 1 point behind them. They've still got to go to United away. It would free, you know, free form. They're beating everyone at the moment. It's not over. We've just got to keep that in perspective. I know we wanted to stay top, but let's just keep going, keep positive, and you know, just keep going.
No, you're right, Steve. For Liverpool to bridge that gap as well as they have done, it's pretty unbelievable, to be quite honest. You know, if you look at what happened last year, how many points ahead they were, and for us to do what we've done. And mainly it's because, obviously, we've solidified at the back. You know, we took away a few goals at the front, but it's helped us win the games where we were getting, you know, the odd goal stuck against us in the back and struggling to get the 1-0 wins. Mm. But the manager's done ridiculously well. You know, the next step is... Obviously,
you know what I thought was an interesting point? I don't know if Mick can kind of recall this fact, but as our strikers, you know, you can't really blame Salah. I think a lot of pressure's on Salah. But if you look at Man City's midfield, I think something like four of their players have had five or more goals
from
midfield, where I don't think one of ours, I don't know if the Shaqiri's got one.
No, Shaqiri's got six in all.
Yeah. So I think they have four players from midfield who'd score five or more.
You're right, because the problem is, like, I think Jordan's not scored. Wijnaldum's only got one. Milner's got a few, but the penalties are included there. Keita hasn't got any. So, you know, you're looking across. Fabinho's got one. It's got to be when you go to Everton and other United, you know, which any other good given season, two points would be all right there. It's just the way we are at the moment. You know, when you go to that game, you need them to chip in with a 25 yard or get into a position. And when your forwards aren't scoring, that's when you need your midfield players to be more aggressive in front of goal.
Rather than think of them as a negative, we might look at them at the end of the season, think of them as a positive, because, you know, Everton were right up for it, United were right up for it. I know they have loads of injuries, but they're still at Old Trafford, they're still at Goodison Park, and they're hard, hard away games, you know.
You hit on it early on, because at the end of the day, Old Trafford against Liverpool, they haven't seen atmosphere like that, you know, for a hell of a long time. Goodison as well, because we what we've done this year. You know, as main rivals to them two clubs, what we've achieved, you know, it was a bit of a goal for the two clubs to take a draw off us. You know, that's how far that we've come in a year.
They've got Tottenham and then Man United, haven't they?
Who's that?
Midway through their game,
City.
Their fourth game.
Yeah, well, hopefully they get a tough draw in the European Cup, the Champions League, you know, in the quarters, and give them, you know, more money for thought.
Just one last question before I go. Just one last question. I mean, it's hindsight's a great thing, John. Though we never bought no one in January and stuff like that. But why is he not paying Shaqiri?
I don't know.
That's the only thing. I just think, like, he hasn't made a mistake, and yet he's bringing Origi into the team before him. He's bringing Sturridge into the team. That just baffles me.
I think that was one thing that's baffled most of the fans the last couple of weeks. Hey, it wouldn't surprise me seeing Jürgen play Shaqiri at the weekend against Burnley. You know, as I said before, either him or Keita will I think have to play, you know, to open up the defence and give us more opportunities going forward.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, thanks for the call, pal. I appreciate it. Steve in Walton, the Radio City Legends.
They've convinced themselves, haven't they?
Oh, that's just he just made up that he got that Man City money joking.
I didn't realise it came out the way, did it?
Arsenal 1-1, by the way. They've had Socrates sent off in the first half. Two bookings in the first half away from home.
Wow.
That's in the Europa League. We'll get on with more calls. Oh, the quiz.
You love that.
Ah, the quiz is next. Stand by. It's the Legends on Radio City and Radio City Talk. 12 minutes past 7, the Legends are here on Radio City and Radio City Talk. Ah, oh, they've said something during the break and I don't even want to know what it is. Gents, on social media today, World Book Day today, all the parents are up early, getting the kids ready, dressing them up.
Mm-hmm.
So on social media earlier, I said, have you got any World Book Day footballers who might have books named after them? Thank you to everybody who responded.
Tony Book.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
What?
The Hitchhiker's Guide to Galacticos. Yeah, do you see where we're going?
Oh, yeah.
How to Win Kevin Friends and Influence People. Dave said, Mick, Balassi come home.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Ian said, Dennis Law and Peace, Moby Dick. Degsy said, 50 Shades of Andy Gray, The Viali of Lost Souls, the Swiss Family Robertson, and Stephen's wrapped it up with Pele Confidential. No? You having any of them?
That's quite good. Pele Confidential. That's not bad, is it?
Yeah. I think, yeah.
It's all right, yeah. Oh, what was that? Balassi come home. That was the best one.
Ben Thatcher in the Rye was the other one. Yeah. Getting involved in that one, absolutely. The Radio City Legends here. Whenever Steve's off, I do the show, and I have to do. I have to do the quiz? And
can I say something?
Yeah,
to
go
you?
On.
We actually got people actually writing in, not writing in, but actually getting in touch to say it's the most biased quiz they've ever heard in their life. that's true, Christian.
What scores it?
True.
It says here, Sharpie's on 19, Aldo's on 21. Is that right?
No,
20,
three.
Aldo's on
3 ahead now.
Are you not? 19, 21, that's right, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
This is the thing.
What?
I don't.
That's right.
I've got the quizmaster here.
Before last week.
Sharpie could have leveled. Yeah, that's right. Come on, John, go on.
This is why.
It's not even started, and already everyone's arguing. Hang on.
Okay.
Right, the bed started. That means we've got to crack on. I've got 6 questions here. Some of them might even have the right answer.
Yeah.
And I've got a tiebreaker if it's level after that time.
See the question? You see the answers there? Be careful. Yes.
Give over.
I've seen it already.
Right. right. So who won last time?
Sharpie's the first.
Right, okay, I'll go first.
So you're going first.
Right, I'll go 5.
Question five. Name this mystery voice. Hang on, I'm just going to lower the bed. Who is the mystery voice? You'll hear it twice. It's very, very short.
You know, one's going to go in that you keep...
Ah, it's easy.
Tim Howard.
You know, one's going to go in that you keep...
Of course, the answer is Tim Howard.
Oh, wow, wow.
It was an easy one. Question five is done, and it's one for Sharpie. Aldo, 1-6 without number five.
Come on, get your music quiz.
Oh, here we
get
go.
Get your music quiz.
I've mixed up the last couple of them, haven't I? I always go two, so I'll go two.
Number two. It's the Liverpool question. What was the score when Liverpool played Burnley at Turf Moor?
This year? 2-0.
It is one of those where you don't want to watch schoolboy football.
3-1 to Liverpool.
I'll just sit there, by the way.
Zero there for Aldo. Sharpie, next one.
Mr. Sitter there.
Four.
This is a good one, this one. Oh, name the four semi-finalists.
Oh, not again. How many of these have I got?
At the 1990 FIFA World Cup. Now, you can do this. You can do this one. You can do this one.
No, I don't.
Four semi-finalists in the FIFA World Cup, 1990.
Brazil.
No. Absolutely
pathetic. No, Alan Brazil. Alan Brazil had the same question. See, you're too quick.
No, you're not having that. The answers were Argentina,
Italy,
England, and
France,
Germany.
Germany, of course.
There we go.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I thought that was an easy one there.
No,
it wasn't. I've had a little think about international football. I knew that we were in the quarterfinals,
but
Aldo,
yeah,
you can have one, three, or six.
I'll go to music question one.
That's not the music question. It's an Everton question. How many clean sheets does Jordan Pickford have in the Premier League this season? Oh, it's not multiple choice.
Excuse me.
You've just got to pick an answer. Easy.
Ah, is it the nearest two or...
No,
or,
come on.
Eight.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
What? You got it right. It's eight.
That was lucky, by the way.
By the way, during that Sharpie's giving him the five. Five. He's going five.
I'm going to go four when he went
did
five.
Did you know that was that guess? Water.
That was just a mad guess, wasn't it?
It's 1-1. We've got two questions left. One of them's the music question. Six. Who is the current manager of Bayern Munich?
Italian
fan. It's Kovac.
Business! 2-1, which means that, although you need to get the music question right.
All right, just got away from
Sharp. He's good at this.
Ready. Hang on a minute.
I tell you what, I'm impressed with that Kovac, wasn't I?
Yeah, you pulled that Nico Kovac.
I wrote it and didn't know it.
Oh, there we go.
And if that was Steve Hollisaw, would have made me say the first name.
Right, this one. It's an easy one. It's the music quiz.
It's easy for them. Oh, come on. What's the question?
His favourite. UB40, Rioja wine.
Yeah.
Red wine.
Rioja wine, he said.
red wine.
What kind of question is that?
That's an easy one.
That's
that
a ridiculous question. You out late last night?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
2-2. Right, here we
go.
Gotta
go.
You've got to go first.
We're going to do the tie break. Yeah. Hang on, let me just fold it over there so you can't see through it. So, who's going to go first? Who's going
to
give me the first answer?
It's your turn to guess it, yeah.
All right, you ready? Tie break question. It's the Legends. Spurs have scored the most goals outside the box so far this season in the Premier League. How many have they scored? Spurs have scored the most goals outside the box so far this season in the Premier League. How many have they scored?
I would go...
Is this league goals are all together?
Premier League.
Premier League, sorry.
I would go... 15.
15 for Aldo. Aldo says 15. Sharpie, he's going to go one higher or lower.
What was he thinking?
15, that's a good shout, that Aldo. Higher or lower, I will go... lower.
You think it's lower?
Oh! 15 was a good shout. I would have thought maybe about 11.
Was it? Eight. Yeah, sorry.
There you go. What were you going for? What number? Because actually, if you'd have picked a certain number, you might not win. Go on. What number would you have gone for?
11.
No, 12. 12.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. 12. There you go.
Okay. Right. Down to one. Back to one.
Right. Is that finished now? Can we yeah. move on? Right. Yeah. That's 20 to Sharpie. Aldo 21. Ooh. Liverpool once again surrendering their lead, even though it looked really comfortable.
Oh, so you didn't hear that, did you?
No, I didn't. Phil the Blues on the line. Evening, Phil. Phil, you're there, pal. Come on, rescue me, mate. I need you. There you go. Phil, you there?
Evening, boys.
Yeah, you're on the show, Phil.
How are we? I won't talk about the derby because some of my dead knows me think it was a good point for them.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. I listened to you before, just before I go on to my point about Everton's own players. Just to pick up on, as soon as a job gets mentioned, the link in Pochettino and Klopp and all that, they haven't won nothing. So why should they go and get top jobs? They haven't won anything yet.
I think Phil, I think you look at the bigger picture with them and the fact that the jobs that they have done, and you're totally right, Klopp's won things, Borussia Dortmund. But I think you're looking at Pochettino and the way that, you know, with the clubs they've got, or say with Pochettino especially, he's moulded a team there, which is a good team. So I think you look at that and think, well, okay, fair enough. I can understand you said they've not won things, but I think you have to look at the job they've done. I think both of them have done a very good job.
Mm. Yeah, they've closed the gap a little bit. Mm. It's opposite, that's about all.
20-odd points, Phil. Yeah, well,
it's an improvement. This is 4 years
there, John. I thought Silver might get a shout for the job, actually. But
Don't worry about Silver. I'm happy to keep him, mate.
Are you having him, Phil?
Yeah.
All right, fair play to you, lad.
You know, the last couple of derbies, we give you the game. Yes. You know, and the lads are not all the lads' players, so let's give him his contract and let's there we go.
That's right, yeah.
Anyway, what I wanted to touch on is players on loan, Sharpie.
Yeah.
You know, something like £31 million worth a year or something that are out on loan.
Yeah.
That are never going to come back to any football club and play in the first team.
Yeah.
So, my thought being, and I know agents swing it and what have you, they've all got to come back in the summer, bring them back, offer them a couple of mil or a mil short of what the contract would be when they see it out. If they refuse, say, right, instead of going off to play in Spain for someone else and enjoy the next 3 years of your contract, you're coming back and you're going to reserves for Everton.
Phil, unfortunately...
It doesn't work like that, does it?
Hey, listen, unfortunately, as John just said there, it doesn't work like that now. And it's like that's old school. And let me tell you, the players have got the power now and that ain't happening. And I listen, if you talk to us, we're all in the old school and that's the way we do it.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, nowadays, it doesn't happen that. So what you then get and what you have to worry about is you get the, if you so-called, they come back and they're not happy, bad eggs around the dressing room, around the training ground, around the first team, it's not good. It's not good. So what you have to do is you've got to try and get them out and get deals, whatever. I think Marcel Brands has done well to get the ones he's got out already. But as you say, in the summer, it becomes a problem. But I don't think we can hold them to ransom because, listen, let me tell you, they will just turn around and go, okay, if that's the way you want to play it, we'll play it that way. And you're left with an unhappy group of players which doesn't do anybody any good whatsoever. So in the olden days, it might have worked, but nowadays it doesn't work, unfortunately.
Yeah. No chance.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, thinking on, you know, a couple of the lads that are going to match with them, people are a little bit unsettled with Silver. You know, myself, Sharpie, we can't keep swapping managers.
No.
The lads brought decent players in.
Yeah.
If you can get older sooner, even if it's for another 12 months, bring another couple of players in. I mean, I thought Sigerson and Keane played excellent for Derby.
Yeah.
The best I've seen them play for a long, long time. Yeah.
Phil, as I say, the hardest job for me in the summer for them is to get rid of the players that then you touched on it. Get rid of the players who they don't want. You know, we talk about Morales coming back, Vlasic coming back, Besic coming back. You know, young Kieran Dell, Ramirez coming back, you know, on money. So that is going to be a hard job. It's happened in the past with other clubs that they're left with these players and they can't get them out because of their contracts and everything else. If, and we talk about bringing players in, to bring players in first, you need to clear the decks a little bit, and that's going to be the hardest task for me in the summer. Listen, he might have second thoughts. He might give him. I think it's highly unlikely that any of the players that are out at this moment in time are going to threaten the first team squad next year. I might be wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but you know, I don't think it's going to happen.
I agree with you, but on the other flip side of it, Sharpie, are you happy with Silver yourself?
I just have the same opinion of you. I just think chopping and changing managers doesn't do you any good. It gets you into the situation where we find ourselves now. You know, where we've got the remnants of Martinez and we've had Koeman's spending, you know, and I think you just keep changing and keep changing. You're just building up, you know, a glut of players who, if you sack the next manager, he's going to come in and say, right, OK, I don't want Dania, I don't want Gomez, I don't want Bernard, blah, blah. So you're going through this again. So I think you've got to show faith in your manager. Listen, everybody knows results have got to improve. That's got to happen. That has got to happen. They've got to be better and more consistent in what they are, what they have been this year. But there's been decent signs, as you said. The signings have been relatively been good. So I think you've got to keep faith with them. You know, I think the talk of getting rid and, oh, look at his record here, there and everywhere. Let the man work. He's been 6 months into the job. Yeah, we want to see better. Of course we do. But I think what I would say is probably in the summer, we talk about the ins and outs. He needs a striker, and that's no disrespect to the two guys that are up, or the three guys we've got at the moment, but we need a striker who's going to regularly give us a threat. I don't think we pose enough threat at times in games.
All right, Phil, thanks for the call, pal. Appreciate that. The Radio City Legends, of course, back Monday from 6:30. Let's get some quick predictions. Newcastle Everton, Saturday, 3 o'clock kickoff. Sharpie, how do you see that one going?
I think we might nick that. 2-1.
2-1 to the Blues. Liverpool versus Burnley at 12 p.m. 12 noon kickoff Sunday. Although you've got to get up for that
2-0.
One. 2-0. 2-0 to the Reds. Man City versus Watford the day before.
1-1.
And you can make your Champions League predictions as part of next week's show. Steve Hobbesall's back in the hot seat. You want to check out his breakfast show tomorrow morning with Alan Irwin on Radio City Talk. The Radio City Legends on Radio City and Radio City Talk.